Ladies and gentlemen, I am Tony Chimmel, and welcome to Road Trip After Hours. Please welcome your hosts, Mac Davis and WWE Hall of Famer, Kenny Long. Holler! Holler, player.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Road Trip After Hours. I was not going to do that today. Okay.
That's why you did it.
I know it's in my head. Look, folks, this show's name is Road Trip After Hours. I'm Mac Davis, and that is WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long. How you doing, Teddy?
No. This show is named Road Trip Blooper Blooper. Road Trip Blooper Blooper. That's the name of this show. And it's all organized and directed by none other than our producer, Mr. Mac Davis.
Yeah. That's the one who always screws up the openings. Teddy, what you been doing this past week, brother?
Just taking it easy, man. Me and my dog now, Mr. Rufus.
So where is
just
Rufus? Is Rufus in the room?
He's in here somewhere. Rudy?
Rufus, come around, buddy. I hadn't seen you in a while. I want to see how big he's gotten.
Well, he'll come. I don't know. Rufus! I don't know.
Yeah, so he's probably got somebody downstairs that's offering him food.
No, he hears me. He just won't come. I just looked up and I seen him. He thinks it's something. He won't come.
He thinks he's going to get a bath.
Yeah, he'll wander in here in a little bit.
Yeah, if he does, just throw him on camera. I'd like to see how big he's gotten.
Okay.
Teddy, I saw something today that kind of piqued my interest a little bit. You know, we've been talking about CM Punk and how he's gone from AEW now and the possibilities of him showing up in WWE. A lot of people say, no, probably won't happen. A lot of people say, yes, it will. It's 50-50 basically across the board. Until today, when, of all people, Shawn Michaels made a comment when it came to that subject matter of CM Punk and if he would be welcomed back to the WWE. And Shawn said, quote, of course, we would welcome him back here in NXT. I always enjoyed working with Phil. I understood him. I like him. So that's the end quote right there. So that's good news for people who are wanting to see CM Punk show up in WWE. Shawn Michaels already kind of throwing out the NXT possibility. What do you think? Is NXT a place for CM Punk to go, Teddy, or is it more, should he go to the main roster?
Well, if I were him, I'd send him straight to the main roster. You know what I mean? But, like I said, NXT is a great show, too. I've had a chance to watch some of that, and the program is really good there. Yep. And I think he could, go in there, too, and maybe help them. But if they're smart and they know where the money is, I'd bring him straight into the main roster because there are a lot of guys there that he could certainly work with. And I could see maybe CM Punk and LA Knight. You know what I mean? I can see that. Both of these guys are great talkers. So the promos would be absolutely great. And then I can also see him and Damian Priest. You know, that's a good matchup, too. And, and the other thing, too, I would like to see, I don't know, but, him and Cody Rhodes, I think that would certainly be good, too.
I want to say that was something that Cody Rhodes was looking forward to in AEW until he was gone before CM Punk came in. And so they never had that opportunity. So I know that's something that actually Cody Rhodes has discussed before that he would like to see happen. So, yeah, you're right. That is a very good possibility. And I'm worried that if they go to NXT at first, he'll lose that steam of coming over to the brand of WWE. So by the time he gets over to Raw or SmackDown, by that point, it doesn't really matter as much as it would have, like you say, if he makes the impact immediately.
And the other thing, too, there's a way you could bring him in the NXT to drive to tease him coming to the main roster.
True.
He could go in there and just destroy a few people, and now, the main roster guys are calling, no, come on up here with the big dogs. Okay, you know what I mean? So there's a way you can do that, too. So I just hope they really work something out, and I hope Punk, gets a chance to go back there, man. Punk is a nice guy. I had a chance to really be great friends with him. So, I really like him a lot, and I have a lot of respect for him. So, and I still believe that there's money in CM Punk, and I think that WWE knows that there's money in him. So let's try to get it while it's hot.
Something else that Shawn Michaels made a comment about was that he thought that NXT was the best 2-hour of wrestling each week. Do you believe that? Do you think NXT is the best wrestling product out there every week?
Well, I can't answer on that because I don't watch it every week. So I don't, you know, I don't want to lie and say, you know, something, you know, I just can't answer that. Because like I said, I don't watch it every week and I don't really keep up with it. So I couldn't answer that.
Yeah. And I'm in the same boat. I don't watch NXT. In fact, when they let go of a lot of people, I didn't know the names because it's not a product I watch right now. There is so much wrestling out there. To consume it all is impossible. And I don't know how. And I know some people who do. They watch every single minute of every single show. Brother, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't get any sleep if I tried.
Well, that's what they do.
Teddy, we got to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a lot of letters and we need to hop into the mailbag and find out what you need to ask Teddy. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Road Trip After Hours. I'm your host, Mac Davis, along with my WWE Hall of Famer, Teddy Long. How you doing, brother?
I'm back at you, player.
Look here, we got a lot of mail to get into, so I figure we might as well just get underway early. You ready? Well,
first thing I want to say, too, man, I wanted to remind everybody that we're coming up on 1 year of our wrestling podcast. And I want to thank everybody that subscribed and watched us over the year here, man. Thank you guys so very much for being a part of this. And all I like to say is I wish you continue to stay on with us. And if you know anybody that hasn't subscribed, please tell them to subscribe today. And, you know, if you're a part of this, you have the time of your life with me and Matt. So thank you guys once again. We're coming up on 1 year. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And since you brought that up, I was going to talk about it at the end of the show, but let's talk about it right now. October 13th of all dates, of all dates, Friday the 13th is our 1 year anniversary, the 52nd episode, and it's going to be a special episode. We hope you'll join us. In fact, the entire show's throughout October, just kind of give you a heads up. I've been working behind the scenes on a lot of things, and there are a lot of fun bits that are going to come out during the Halloween season with Road Trip After Hours, things that Teddy has no idea about, but it's going to be fun. We hope that you'll join us for that. And that's going to be, like I say, all month long in October. That is our, just kind of a celebration of our 1 year anniversary. All right, Teddy, let's get into the mailbag.
All right.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh, boy.
Mailman. Mail today.
All right. Our first question, Teddy, it comes from Adam in Georgia. And he asked, do you feel Cody Rhodes leaving AEW was the start of AEW's downfall?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think Cody did what was best for him. I think AEW, you know, they have plenty of stars over there. You know, they've got enough guys to continue, you know, keep that roster hot. So I think, like I said, Cody just left, did the right bit, what was best for him. And I think AEW didn't bother them. You know, the show must go on.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of shuffling of the cards right now. You got to remember that WWE has released a lot of people who could go to AEW and help build that product even more. And it's also best to remember, and who was that? And I don't want to get on to him too much. Let's see, who was that? Adam in Georgia. Adam, the way I look at it, really, you've got two groups, and the second one, AEW, has only been here, what, 5-6 years? That's still really young when it comes into this business. WWE has been around forever. So these guys are still really a startup group that are just still getting their feet wet. So let's not push them too hard because, it really, be honest with you, I enjoy the show. And I know Teddy doesn't watch it. I do watch it. And I watch WWE. I watch them both. So I don't want to see anybody go because the healthier the business, the better for everybody involved, including down to even me and Teddy. So it's better for the business. All right. The second question we have is from Bernard in Oklahoma. Who do you think are the best announcers ever?
Oh, wow. God rest his soul, the legendary Gordon Solie.
Yes.
Would be one of my favorites.
Teddy, while you're saying Gordon Solie, do you have any stories of Gordon? Because Gordon was a colorful character backstage. I mean, it's well known that he enjoyed the drink.
yeah, man. Me and Gordon was pretty tight too, man. We had a lot of great fun then, because back then, you know, I'm A to Z, you know, so I'm doing it all. So I remember one time we was in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's when they were doing the deal. I forget what it was now, but it was Kevin Sullivan when he's coming out with the monkey and the grinder or whatever that was he had.
I can't remember the name of the character, but yeah.
But we was doing that pay-per-view there, and Gordon, some kind of way, he slipped up and fell or something right before the show there, and he broke his ankle or broke his arm or something. But Gordon wouldn't even go to the hospital. Gordon just, bring me on. Let's go to the test. I've got this. And Gordon sit there, and he went through that whole pay-per-view with a broke leg or broke arm or something, but he had his spirits right there with him, what I mean?
So yeah, he's probably knocking him back.
Yeah, well, so when it wasn't on camera, he hit him a little of spirits, and he'd keep right on going. And you never knew that Gordon that even happened to Gordon. But wow. I know another time he came up to me and he told me, he said, Teddy Long, I do want you to know that your wrestling's best kept secret.
And he was right. He was
said
right.
That to me. Yes, he was. Now that I know, I've learned, you know, and I always go back to stuff, you know, that people tell me back in the day, you know, and they were talking to me in code, and I didn't understand that, but I understand the code now, so I understand exactly what he meant.
How about any other announcers during your time? I mean, Gordon's an easy one for me, and so is JR is another one that's easy because everybody says them. Is there anybody besides those two, though, that really jump out? And there's a couple more I can think of.
Well, you know, I think Les Russell, God rest his soul, he was a great, great announcer there. I enjoyed it, and I had a chance to work with Lance a little bit, too. So Lance Russell would be another one of my favorites.
Lance is actually one of my all-time favorites. He had a particular kind of voice that just fit the sport and fit what was happening. He was very believable at a time when some of the guys just weren't, but he was. So, I agree. I totally agree with that list you've given. All right, let's see. Our third question, was there ever a moment where you busted out laughing when you weren't supposed to?
Yeah, I think I did do that one time. It was with Kevin Sullivan. We were doing something in the ring. I know what it was. I think I remember now. I think Kevin, you know, was a guy. I love Kevin. You know, Kevin, I broke in under him. Yeah. And that's where I really learned all my wrestling knowledge is from him and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. I owe those two guys my career. Kevin was a guy that would never sell. I mean, you could beat him all day long. You could hit him over the head with a dumbbell. He'd get right back up. So one time we was doing something, and I think I forget who Kevin was working with, but they were just pounding on him. And he goes down just to one knee. That's it. He ain't going down no further. So I come right by him, and I'm looking down at him, you know, and I'm reverent. I check by him, and I look at him. I said, are you going to sell anything at all? No, brother. No sale. Nothing, brother.
Hey, what made him sell? Did it have to be somebody special in that ring for him to sell?
I ain't never known him to sell nothing. You ever watch in his matches? You'll see him. He'll get a bomb could go off in the ring and he'd get right back up.
Sounds like John Moxley. All right, here we go. Our fourth question from Christopher on X writes, okay, this is a name association, Teddy. And I got four names here for you. This should be interesting.
What is it now?
Name association. I'll give you a name. You give me what comes to mind.
Okay.
Jade Cargill.
Oh, Jade. Yeah, man. Let me say congratulations to her, too, man. She is a girl that really worked her butt off. I saw her from the very beginning when she started with NXT, and Mark Henry was a great inspiration for her, too. He helped her out at the beginning of her career. In fact, Mark Henry was the one that introduced me to her and brought her over to Face to Face when we had that school open in Morrow, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I met Jade at there. And then me and her got to be really good friends, man. She'd come to the training school every week I was there. We had the chance to do some indie shows together with her a little bit, you know. And so she really worked her butt off, and I'm just happy for her. And I think she's in the right place now. She'll be used right. And she's going to have a great career, man. God bless her.
She even made a comment just yesterday or the day before that Cody Rhodes is really one of the main reasons she went because of her love for Cody and his belief in her. And that's why she ended up in WWE.
Well, right? Cody's a good guy to talk to, you know, behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. He's truthful. He ain't going to lie to you and blow no smoke up your butt. You know, he's going to tell you just like it is. And Cody, just like you and I, we see what's in Jay Carter. You know, like I said, I don't know how AEW missed it. How could they let this star get away? But I mean, I've seen this before. So, you know, like I said, man, congratulations to her. And I think she's in the right place.
All right. The second name on this list of four is Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon, man. This guy, well, after God, God is first, but I owe him everything too, because he discovered me and found out exactly what I could do when there were others that held me back. And I don't want to always keep talking about this racism and how, you know, what happened to me, because all that's in the past, you know, and I'm trying to forget about that. You know, I made it. I came through all that. God bless me to do that. But Vince was a great big part of that. And I never will forget one time I come back in, I did a promo and I come back in and Vince looked at me and stopped me. And he said, I can't believe, you know, I had you right here under my all this time or something. And then there was another time he came and told me, he said, you know what? He said, they really wasted you down south. And he was talking about NWA and WCW. Yep. So he let me knew then, you know, that I had something, you know what I mean? And he found it and he took advantage of it. And my thing to him was, I don't care what's going to happen. I'm not going to do anything to mess this up. And that's why I stayed in that position for 9 years. So after I didn't do anything, then, you know, there's always a way. Yep. But anyway, like I said, man, you know, Vince McMahon, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Vince McMahon looks like he's about to get extremely rich now. I just saw also just today that he got some special arrangement in this deal with TKO when he sold the company that he didn't have to wait to sell his shares or he didn't have to wait for approval to sell his shares, something along those lines. And he stands to make $3 billion if he sells his stocks. I get, you know, look here, I'm wondering, why wouldn't you? Because that company really is no longer yours, other than just management and try to hold, you know, kind of show somebody and show them the reins and then step away. I would go. I'd spend that $3 billion and just have a great time until I left this earth.
Well, I think Vince understands, you know what I mean? Vince is just a, you know, he's obsessed, you know, with the wrestling, with it, with this business. And I can't blame him, man. He turned this into a multi-billion-dollar operation.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of hard to walk away sometimes. But, you know, I think Vince is, you know, he understands what he's got now. And I think, you know, when he feels like wants to stop, I think he will stop. But, you know, it kind of reminds me of myself, you know, I kind of just make myself go. Like days that I go to the gym, you know, at my age, I still make myself get in there. And some days I don't feel like it. I'm hurting my rotator cuffs. Everything's hurting. But when I go there and get in there, that's when I feel better. So I just keep driving until I just can't go no more. And I think that's what Vince is probably going to end up doing too. Yeah. He's going to go until he can't go no more.
Hey, look, that's not a bad way to go either.
No, man, you got to do what you enjoy. You got to stay busy. And if you're staying busy doing something that you love, that makes it even better.
Absolutely does. All right, the next name on here I'm curious about, and I don't know how you're going to answer this one. Tony Khan.
I never met him.
Yeah. Now, it'd just be hard for you to even say anything about Tony Khan. Here's a name, though, that you probably do know, and that's, and it's a strange one on this list, Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn, I had a chance to, speak with Kevin and talk with him on certain occasions, man. He was a guy that was always nice to me. I remember one time he ribbed me one time. We was doing rehearsals, and they was playing my music. And so I'm waiting on him to, cut the music so I can do my promo. But Kevin never cuts the music. So I've got to keep on dancing. You know what I mean? Because I keep waiting on the music to go off. And then it finally hit me what Kevin was doing to me, And so I started laughing, and then I finally stopped. But Kevin would rib me sometime and do a little stuff, but we got along. And he's another guy came to me one time and told me, that I was doing a great job, man, and keep up the good work and stuff. So when people like that people like him don't even have to say one word to me. They don't even have to take the time of day. So when the people like him stop and take the time to let me know what I'm doing and it's good, then that's when I appreciate things. And that's when I understand, and then I remember, if this guy's doing it, then I'm doing my job. So whoever think I'm not, I don't even worry about them no more.
Is Kevin Dunn, would he be one of those silent people in the background that helped build WWE with Vince? Because it really was a lot of his knowledge when it came to the program itself and how to balance that program and deliver it on TV. Is that not mostly Kevin Dunn?
Well, I would think so. I mean, Kevin's been there for, I guess, since day one, and he's right there right now. I mean, the last time I was there for the draft, I saw Kevin. So, yeah, I think Kevin has a great big part in that.
And hopefully he's got a good paycheck waiting on him if he ever wants to sell his stocks.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Kasama. A lot of people don't know Kasama, but Kasama, she's Kevin Dunn's right-hand assistant. And Kasama was one of the people that I met when I first went there and watched her career grow. She started from scratch and worked her way all the way up to Kevin Dunn's assistant. So, Kasama, all right.
All right, let's see. Ian from South Carolina writes, who offered you the best advice in your career, and what was it?
I think it was probably Jerry Briscoe and Joe Briscoe. And when I first went into WWE and I started, that's when I first took over the general manager spot. And I think Joe Briscoe come to me and he said, Teddy, he said, the old man likes you. Don't fuck this up. Those were his words. And I went back to him and I told him several years later, I said, hey, remember, don't fuck this up. and he shook his head, and that's why he has a lot of respect for me and me and him talk now, because I paid attention to what he said and I didn't mess it up.
All right, our last question. This will be a fun question to close out with too. Eve in Pennsylvania writes that the lottery is nearing $1 billion. And I think she's actually correct. I think there is a lottery that's reaching that amount. She wants to know, if you win $1 billion, what is the first thing you buy?
A gym.
A gym? Really? Your own gym?
Yes.
And would you open it to public or just keep it as a private gym?
No, I just put it. Well, first thing I'd do, I'd probably move out of my house and just buy me maybe a bigger house. And
buy then a damn look here, buy a damn mansion. You got $1 billion, brother.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd move into a bigger place, a place where I could put my own in-home gym. I'd buy a bigger place enough that my gym would look just like you walked into a LA Fitness.
I hear you. I'd buy all kinds of things, but I'm just it's one of those things that I probably better not holding the money at that time. So let somebody else hold my money. I'm going to throw one more at you, Teddy, while we got time. We still got like 4 minutes here.
Okay.
Grayson in New York asks, are you a fan of haunted house attractions? And is there a monster you were afraid of as a child?
No, I've never been a fan of none of that haunted house stuff. I mean, we used to do a lot of stuff when I was a kid, Halloween trick-or-treating, but I never, you know what, I tell you what, that was the only thing that I was really scared of when I was a child, and this wasn't nothing scary. This was a man that was in our neighborhood, and he used to come by, and what he did, I finally found out that he was like a repair guy, and he fixed washing machines, okay? So he would come through the neighborhood, and he had this sign. He would say, here he come. He says, watching me. And that scared me to death. Whenever I heard him, I'd run straight in the house because I never did understand what he was saying until I got old, and my grandmama and started telling me about the washing machine. He said, he's the guy that fixed the washing machine, but he just come walking down the street. Watching me. Oh, and that was horrifying.
Now, one of the things that they bring up in there are the haunted house attractions, which I know there's quite a bit of them in the Atlanta area. Teddy, I'm halfway thinking I need to come up there with a camera, and you and I need to walk through one of these haunted house attractions, and we can get it filmed as we're going through. And maybe share with our subscribers here. What do you think?
Well, it's whatever you want to do.
Okay,
I'm not too old to be scared.
Oh yeah, well, look here. I may shriek like a child when it's all said and done. I don't know because I'm not a big fan of haunted house attractions myself. But I thought it would be fun for you and I to go through and give the viewers a chance to see us as we go through it and then kind of enjoy it along the way. So we'll set that up sometime in October on one of our shows. We will do that for Halloween. And there's a few big ones right there in Atlanta. So I'll find out which one and we'll put it all together. Teddy, okay. We are out of time, brother. I'm looking forward to our next show is the start of our thrills and chills and all the other good things of October. Hey, Rufus, how you doing, buddy?
Rufus, there he is.
So we are looking forward to it. We hope you'll join us beginning next week, all October long, right here on Road Trip After Hours. I'm Mac Davis, and that is WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long and Rufus.
Holla, holla, holla.